Welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records, an hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s with yours truly, Glenn Robison. We've got dance bands, hot bands, sweet bands, show tunes, novelty tunes, blues, jazz, and more on everything from Aeolian to Xenophone and by everyone from Aronson to Zerky. On this evening's show, we're going to be lackadaisical. We'll celebrate the birthdays of Roger Wolf Kahn and Spike Hughes. We'll get tickled and listen to this past week in recording history. Last week, October 19th, marked the birth in 1907 in Morristown, New Jersey, of bandleader and composer Roger Wolf Kahn. He began playing violin at age 7 and eventually mastered over a dozen instruments, but in most cases played alto sax. Roger's father was wealthy industrialist Otto Kahn, who indulged Roger's musical interests and bought the Arthur Lang Orchestra for him in 1923. Because of financial subsidies from his father, the band was sometimes referred to as the Million Dollar Band and included some of the finest musicians of the day. They played at exclusive venues around New York, including long runs at the Biltmore Hotel, and the band recorded for Victor between 1925 and 32. In 1928, Kahn wrote Crazy Rhythm along with Joseph Meyer and Irving Caesar, and it was introduced in the stage musical Here's How. Kahn also collaborated with Al Dubin on All By My Lonesome. In the mid-30s, Roger's interests turned more to aviation and he gave up the band and worked as an aviation researcher, consultant, and test pilot. He died in New York City on July 12, 1962, at just 54 years of age. Here's Roger Wolf Kahn.
Them cling. Gee, but I'm in love, it's true, truly, truly, you with you. Let the little joy bells ring, ting-a-ling-a-ling. Let a preacher tie the string, pretty little thing. Maybe in a year or two, we'll announce to quite a few that the population grew, pretty little thing. Thank you.
your imagination, our imaginations make this world divine. People come and tell us their wonderful schemes. They would all be jealous if they knew our dreams. Nothing will divide us, nothing will betide us. Though the shadows hide us, we'll banish the blues, dear. What a combination, while we choose to use, dear, your imagination and mine.
Thank you.
Frank Munn with Roger Wolf Kahn and his orchestra and Walter Donaldson's Anything You Say, recorded by Victor on September 7th, 1928. We begin our tribute to Roger Wolf Kahn with another Frank Munn vocal, this time on Tommy Maley and Little Jack Little's Pretty Little Thing. That was recorded on May 15th, 1929, by which time Kahn's contract with Victor had run out, and he had moved to Brunswick with a new group. He recorded 21 sides for Brunswick between May of 1929 and May of 1930. By 1932, he'd put together yet another band, which recorded 12 sides for Columbia. In the middle of that set, we heard Franklin Bauer, April 12, 1928, and Imagination. Bandleader, multi-instrumentalist, and aviator Roger Wolf Kahn, born October 19, 1907. I'm Glenn Robison, and you're listening to Rapidly Rotating Records, bringing you vintage music to which you can't not tap your toes from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s. My friend since high school, Ernie, and I were talking on the phone the other day when somehow the conversation degenerated into something about one of us having a feather, the other having something else, and both of us being tickled. So with that rather odd introduction, here's Art Carl and his boys.
Like a feather in the breeze, riding on high, high in the sky, honey and I, walking on air, since the moment that you told me that you care. Feel like a feather in the breeze, floating through space, in your embrace, dancing on clouds, way up above, since the second that you beckoned to my love. I'm happy, so happy when you're near. Troubles just disappear. As soon as you're by my side, I'm satisfied. I feel like a feather in the breeze, having my fun, kissing the sun. And it's because you are the one. So I'm singing like the birdies in the tree, and feeling like a feather in the breeze.
Going to sing.
I don't want to be anybody else but me, me, me. Oh gosh, oh gee, I'm tickled to death by me.
Hey, play that thing, boy.
Nothing's wrong, fella. Listen, some folks sit around complaining of their luck. sorry they were ever born, and all that kind of truck. Now they complain that fate doesn't treat them fair. They even grumble at the faces nature makes them wear.
But I don't want to be anybody else but me, me, me. Oh gosh, oh gee, I'm tickled to death, I'm me. I don't sit and sigh, cause I ain't some other guy. Oh gosh, oh gee, I'm tickled to death, I'm me. Some poor chaps, just a lot of saps, want to change their personality. But I say, I don't want to be anybody else but me, me, me. Oh gosh, oh gee, I'm tickled to death, I'm me.
I don't want to be anybody else but me, me, me. Oh gosh, oh gee, I'm tickled to death, I'm me. So you know I don't sit around and moan, because I'm not some other bloke. Oh my cats, I'm just tickled to death, I'm me.
I don't want to be anybody else but me, me, me. Oh gosh, oh gee, I'm tickled to death, I'm me.
Well, mix feathers and tickling, and you're going to get laughing. We began that set with Art Carl and his boys, and I Feel Like a Feather in the Breeze, written by Mac Gordon and Harry Revel. The vocalist on that January 13th, 1936 Vocalion recording was Chick Bullock. That was followed by I'm Tickled to Death, I'm Me, played there in the style of the Hoosier Hotshots by the Rhythm Rascals, a pseudonym for Jay Wilbur and his band. British bandleader Jay Wilbur made over 1,000 recordings under his own name and other pseudonyms, including the Aldwych Players, Connecticut Collegians, Hottentots, Radio Serenaders, and the Victory Dance Orchestra. In 1930, he became musical director of the Crystallate Gramophone Company, which issued the Imperial, Eclipse, and Crown labels. I'm Tickled to Death, I'm Me was recorded on the 4th of July, 1936. We finished up with the most famous of a number of laughing records, the OK Laughing Record, recorded in Germany in 1922. I don't know if they had any feathers in the studio, but the two people on that record are Carl Valentin and Liesl Karlstadt. That recording was one of 50 added to the National Recording Registry in 2003 by the Librarian of Congress as culturally, historically, or aesthetically significant.
Have a particular song or artist you'd like to hear on Rapidly Rotating Records? Well, you can send your requests and your comments about the show by email to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or send cards or letters to Post Office Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. That's Glenn, G-L-E-N-N, at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or Post Office Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711.
As a public service, it's time now for this week's vocabulary lesson. The word for today is lackadaisical, L-A-C-K-A-D-A-I-S-I-C-A-L. Lackadaisical is an adjective meaning lacking spirit or liveliness, showing lack of interest, languid, or listless. A synonym for lackadaisical is lazy, so here's a set of lackadaisical songs beginning with Gene Goldkett and his orchestra.
I see a puppy on a summer's day. A puppy dog at play. My heart is filled with envy. That's why I'm in such a hurry to pass the time away. Like the pup, I'm all fed up, and so it's wrong to be, I long to be lazy. I wanna be lazy. I'm longing to lay in the sun with no work to be done under that awning they call the sky, stretching and yawning, and let the world go drifting by. I want to peep through the deep, tangled wild wood, counting sheep till I sleep like a child would, with a great big valise full of books to read where it's peaceful, while I'm killing time being lazy. Lazy, I wanna be lazy. I'm longing to lay in the sun with no work to be done under that awning they call the sky, stretching and yawning, and let the world go drifting by. I want to peep through the deep, tangled wild wood, counting sheep till I sleep like a child would, with a great big valise full of books to read where it's peaceful, while I'm killing time being lazy.
Thank you.
some lackadaisical songs on Rapidly Rotating Records. We began with Gene Goldkett and his orchestra in 1925 and Where the Lazy Daisies Grow, written in 1924 by Cliff Friend. That was followed by the world's greatest entertainer, Al Jolson, with Gene Rodemich's orchestra and Irving Berlin's Lazy. I picked Al's version of Lazy to play in this Lazy set because, as listener Drake wrote to remind me, today is the 55th anniversary of Al Jolson's death. And we'll have another record by Jolie in the last segment of the show. We finished up with The Goofus Five, June 15th, 1927, and Lazy Weather, written by Peter DeRose. I'm Glenn Robison, and the show is Rapidly Rotating Records. We're here each and every Sunday evening at 6 on KISL FM 88.7 Avalon, streaming online at KISL.org, and available on demand anytime at all online at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com. Last week, October 19th, marked the birth in 1908 in London of bass player, arranger, and bandleader Patrick Hughes, better known as Spike. He arranged for a number of British bands in the late 20s before forming his own small combo groups, the Decca Dents and the Three Blind Mice. He formed his own big band in 1930, which was a studio recording band. He also played with the Jack Hilton Orchestra and in 1931 played on some of Henry Hall's first Decca recordings. In 1933, he traveled to the U.S., where he arranged sessions with Red Allen, Benny Carter, and Coleman Hawkins. After returning to England, he left jazz for classical music and was also a music critic. He was active into the 1980s. Here's Spike Hughes.
Kissed her baby brow. Said of tons of money, it's unanimous now. Although her father and mother are quite okay, they said she couldn't have found a bigger Jay. Gonna talk of marriage, gonna take the vow. So a baby carriage, it's unanimous now. Thank you.
got me feeling bigger and better than ever. My heart is bumping, you've got it bumping bigger and better than ever. I thought that life was a song, a sweet paradise. Then you came along and made it 10 times as nice. New thrills, I've got them, oh boy, I've got them bigger and better than ever.
Spike Hughes and his dance orchestra, April 12, 1930, and Bigger Than Better Than Ever, written by Cliff Friend and George White. The vocalist was Val Rosing. That was preceded by Everything is Peaches Down in Georgia, written by Milton Ager and George W. Meyer, and recorded by Spike Hughes and his dance orchestra on August 18, 1930. We began our tribute with Spike Hughes and his Decca Dents, and It's Unanimous Now, written by Sam H. Stepped and Bud Green. The vocalist on that March 12, 1930 recording was drummer Val Rosing.
Doing our part to keep alive the music of the 1920s and 1930s, this is Rapidly Rotating Records, Sunday evenings at 6 on KISLFM 88.7 Avalon, and available anytime online at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com.
It's time now for that feature of the program we call This Week in Recording History. So-called because it's here that we play Rapidly Rotating Records celebrating birthdays, having been recorded this past week in years past. Here to start off this edition of This Week in Recording History is the Varsity Eight.
Thank you. it holds a goodly share of bliss. When the sun gives way to April showers, here's a thought we should never miss. Though April showers may come your way, they bring the flowers that bloom in May. And if it's raining, have no regret, because it isn't raining, raining, you know, it's raining violet. And where you see clouds on the hills, you soon will see crowds of a daffodils. So keep on looking for a bluebird and listening for its song. Whenever April showers come along, though April showers may come your way, they bring the flowers that bloom in May. And if it's raining, have no regret, because it isn't raining, rain, you know, it's raining violet. And where you see clouds on the hills, you soon will see crowds of daffodils. So keep on looking for a bluebird and listening for its song. Whenever April showers come
feeling so blue. I've always been lonely, got a heart that's lonesome and free. I'm all by my only, want someone to watch over me. I'm looking for true love, how I do love happiness. One thing that I live for, what I'd give for your caress. My arms are wide open, and I'm hoping you'll see me through. Somebody to love me, how I wish that someone was you.
We began this edition of This Week in Recording History with the Varsity Eight, and I'm Gonna Hang Around My Sugar, written by Jack Palmer and Spencer Williams. You heard solos on that October 20th, 1925 recording by Abe Lincoln on trombone, Ray Johnston on trumpet, reed man Bobby Davis, and Adrian Rollini bringing things to a close on bass sax. I'm Gonna Hang Around My Sugar was followed by one of Al Jolson's biggest hits, April Showers, from October 22nd, 1921. April Showers was written by Buddy De Silva and Louis Silvers and is from the show Bombo, which premiered at the New Theater, which bore Al's name. Next, it was Red Nichols and his Five Pennies, credited on the label of that Brunswick 78 as The Captivators, and Somebody to Love Me, with the vocal by Scrappy Lambert. That recording was 76 years old yesterday. We finished up with another scrappy Lambert vocal, this time with Nat Shulkret and his orchestra, and My Varsity Girl, I'll Cling to You, from October 16th, 1928. I'm Glenn Robison, and I'm very pleased that you've chosen to spend this past hour listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. I hope you'll click in or tune in again next week and every week for more rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s, and music to which you can't not tap your toes. In the meantime, your comments and requests are always welcome and can be sent by email to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or by postal mail to P.O. Box 145, Claremont, California 91711. That's email to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or P.O. Box 145, Claremont, California 91711. You're also invited to stop by the website at www.rapidlyrotatingrecords.com, where you can sign up to receive the weekly playlist by email and play our Jeopardy-type vintage music trivia game. Until next week, this is Glenn Robison, and as always, I thank you for your very kind attention. Thank you.